You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It's the night of February 13th, 1922. Inside a small house in the Italian countryside, Pietro Fioravanti, a 22-year-old artisan, is crouched down in the living room next to his younger brother. Both grip shotguns in their hands. Hiding behind them is their mother, father, and sister. Outside, a group of armed fascists yell at the family to open the door. Pietro knows these men are Black Shirts, a violent group that follows fascist leader Benito Mussolini. Pietro's heard stories about Black Shirts leading raids all over the country, beating and sometimes killing Italians who support communism, people like him and his family. Pietro checks his shotgun again, making sure it's loaded. Then he calls out to the men outside and tells them to leave them be. But the Black Shirts don't listen. Instead, they kick the door down and push inside. Pietro braces himself as two Black Shirts rush into the room with weapons drawn. Pietro and his brother stand, firing their shotguns. One of the Black Shirts falls to the ground. The other cries out, clutching his leg in pain. He limps for the front door and joins the rest of the fascists as they flee, clearly surprised that they met armed resistance. Once they're certain the Black Shirts are gone, Pietro and his brother share a worried glance. They're not safe from danger yet. Their family is known for harboring communist sympathies. Now they've shot and killed a Black Shirt and wounded another. They have no choice but to flee their home. In the early 1920s, fascism is on the rise in Italy. At the head of the movement is a former journalist and charismatic speaker, Benito Mussolini. Many Italians support Mussolini, who speaks to growing middle-class fears of a leftist revolution. But Mussolini doesn't just blame society's ills on socialists and communists. He uses his Black Shirts to attack labor unions, newspapers, and even families like the Fioravantis. Then in late 1922, Mussolini threatens to march his Black Shirts on Rome and seize the government by force. But to the surprise of many, the Italian king does not resist. He sees Mussolini as a strong man who can restore order to his broken country. So instead of calling on the army to defend the status quo, the Italian king names Mussolini prime minister and asks him to form a new government. For over the next two decades, Mussolini will rule Italy with an iron fist. His fascism will inspire Adolf Hitler and the Nazi regime in Germany. And together, these two leaders will lead the Axis powers in World War II, a conflict that takes the lives of as many as 60 million people. But this dark course of history was almost dramatically altered when a little-known Irish woman named Violet Gibson attempted to assassinate Mussolini and bring an end to his dictatorial rule on this day, April 7, 1926. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is April 7th, 1926, the woman who shot Mussolini. It's a hazy afternoon in 1922 in a cemetery in England. Violet Gibson, a 46-year-old Irish woman, stands in a black dress beside an open grave. Her mother and a few of her siblings loom nearby. Pallbearers march forward with a coffin. Resting inside is the body of Violet's favorite brother, Victor. As the casket is lowered into the ground, memories of Violet's childhood swirl in her mind. She remembers growing up with Victor on their family's estate in Ireland. She recalls high society extravagant balls and being presented to Queen Victoria's court in London when she was 18. But that was all a very different life from the one she's lived for the past 20 years. In her mid-20s, Violet converted to Catholicism and became spiritually and politically minded. Later, she moved to Paris to work for pacifist organizations. But Violet's adult life has been marred by tragedy. So many people close to her have died. First, her sister-in-law, Victor's wife, then a brother, her father, her fiancé, and now her most beloved brother, Victor. The sounds of shovels biting into the dirt shakes Violet from her thoughts, and she returns to the sorrow of her brother's passing. Lately, Violet has been fixated on the idea of death and on the religious concept of mortification. About 5 years ago, Violet started following a Jesuit scholar who preached that acts of self-mortification, like whipping and fasting, were necessary for holiness. As Violet watches the final shovelfuls of earth fill Victor's grave, she wonders whether death is the ultimate mortification. Then, with the rest of her family, she turns and solemnly walks away from the cemetery. But unlike the others, Violet will struggle to bounce back from this tragedy. Her grief will cause her to retreat into her thoughts, become increasingly consumed by religious beliefs. About a year later, at a small London estate, a young woman named Emily Corner sits by a second-story window. Emily's mother, the housekeeper of this property, is out running errands. But Emily has stayed behind, engaged in one of her favorite pastimes, reading. But just as she turns the next page, Emily hears the sound of car horns coming from outside. She glances out the window to the street below and sees a lone woman trying to cross in front of oncoming traffic. Emily's eyes flutter with shock when she realizes the woman is the owner of the estate, Violet Gibson. Emily gasps as an oncoming car narrowly avoids hitting Violet, who just keeps walking, hardly seeming to notice the traffic around her. When Violet does finally reach the other side of the street, she doesn't come inside the house where it's safe. She turns around and starts crossing the street again. Emily has heard rumors that Violet had a mental breakdown after her brother's death. To Emily, Violet has always seemed slightly erratic, but this is different. So Emily runs downstairs, out the front door and toward the curb. When she arrives, miraculously, Violet has made it across the street unscathed again. Emily calls out, telling Violet to stop and come inside, but the old woman seems not to hear her. As Emily runs up to her, Violet starts to cross the street for a third time, but Emily grabs her arm. But when Violet whips around, Emily sees she's clutching something close to her chest, a knife. Emily lets go of Violet's arm and begins to back up, telling her to put the knife down. But Violet doesn't listen. Instead, she takes two sudden steps toward Emily and slashes at her. Emily raises her hands to protect her face and feels a searing pain as the knife cuts her. She turns and dashes away, clutching her bloody palm as people on the street run forward to intervene. Violet is then subdued without further hurting herself or anyone else. But for the Gibson family, this act of violence is a breaking point. Violet's mother and sister force her to undergo a medical examination, in which she is declared insane and confined to an asylum for 6 months. After her release, Violet travels to Rome under the supervision of a caretaker and takes up a residence in a convent. There, Violet's already deep religious views will take a dark turn. She will become convinced that God wishes her to make a sacrifice, and to this end, Violet will try to take her own life with a revolver. Though her suicide attempt fails, Violet's violent notions do not subside. Instead, they will find a new focus. Eventually, for reasons that remain mysterious even today, Violet decides to sacrifice someone else, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
It's April 7th, 1926 in Rome, 3 years since Italian dictator Benito Mussolini came to power. In a large building in the Roman capital, Mussolini stands before a crowd of a few hundred people. The men gathered before him are surgeons who've come here from all over the world for an international conference. And Mussolini has their rapt attention as he tells them about the importance of their profession. He mentions the great tradition of surgery in Italy that stretches all the way back to ancient Rome. He tells them how vital surgery is, especially in times of war. When he ends his speech, the surgeons applaud. Mussolini smiles and waves before heading for the exit. A few minutes later, he strides out into the fresh spring morning air, followed by a small group of advisors. Waiting for him outside is a large crowd eager to lay eyes on the famous dictator who changed the face of Italy. Since Mussolini became prime minister, the once struggling Italian economy has all but bounced back, and order has largely been restored. Mussolini's black shirts, now acting as Italy's national militia, continue to crack down on Italy's socialist and communist population. Still, in spite of his authoritarian leanings, many in the West, including in the US and UK, admire Mussolini's energy and the change he's been able to bring to his country. Now, as Mussolini walks into the center of the crowd, he basks in the people's love and adoration. Then he stops and raises his right arm in a fascist salute. The crowd quickly responds by mirroring his gesture. Mussolini can hear a group of students to his right chanting his nickname, Il Duce, or the leader. But as Mussolini turns to address them, a gunshot suddenly rings out. Mussolini feels a sharp pain as a bullet grazes his nose. Then he feels warm blood pouring down his face. He turns to see a middle-aged woman just a few feet away, pointing a revolver in his direction, smoke curling out of the barrel. Mussolini feels a momentary shock as she pulls the trigger once more. This time, the gun jams and doesn't fire. Immediately, several members of the stunned crowd pounce on the woman. As they beat her to the ground and wrestle the revolver from her grasp, Mussolini's advisors pull the wounded dictator away from the scene and into the safety of a nearby building. His advisors place him inside a small room where they sit him down and lock the doors. One of them radios for assistance, while another begins frantically dressing Mussolini's bleeding nose. But in a calm voice, Mussolini reassures them that he is fine and that the bullet just skimmed him. He tells his advisors that he's ready for a glorious death when that day comes, but not today, he jokes, and especially not at the hands of an ugly old woman like the one who shot him. Mussolini then says he hopes the crowd didn't kill her because he wants to talk and find out why she did what she did. Not long after the gunshots ring out, the police take control of the scene and place Violet Gibson under arrest. But their subsequent interrogation yields few answers. At first, Violet denies she shot Mussolini at all. Eventually, she confesses, claiming she did it for religious reasons. But then she contradicts herself and insists she doesn't know why she shot him. As investigators look into her background, Some will seize upon her time in the asylum as a possible explanation for her actions. And when investigators speak to her family, Violet's relatives also emphasize her mental illness. Still others disagree. The lead detective on the case comes to believe that Violet is feigning mental illness to cover for her political motivations and that she is part of a larger anti-fascist conspiracy. In the end, Mussolini will never learn the full story behind why Violet Gibson shot him. But Mussolini's pride is deeply wounded by the entire affair. He, like the rest of his fascist regime, is deeply misogynist. And his ego is rattled by the fact that he was shot by a woman, and a foreigner at that. So instead of allowing a lengthy public trial, Mussolini opts to quietly deport Violet back to England. But there, Violet will not live as a free woman. Instead, she will be forced to live in an institution for the rest of her days.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's May 1927 at a train station in Rome. Violet Gibson stands next to her sister, Constance, waiting for the train that will take her out of Italy. Violet has spent the last year locked up in Rome. Initially, she was placed in a prison, but after attacking another inmate, she was moved to an asylum for the mentally ill. And this may have helped shift Italian authorities' determination that Violet attacked Mussolini out of insanity and not political motivation. Soon after, she was released into the care of her family. Now, she and her sister Constance are on their way back to England. As the train pulls into the station and comes to a stop, Violet and Constance pick up their bags and climb on board. Violet watches silently as Constance checks their tickets. Then she leads Violet to their seats, where they sit down, wordlessly. They've hardly spoken since Violet was handed over by officials in Rome. Violet assumes they'll have plenty of time to talk once they get to England and get back to a normal life. But Constance and the rest of the Gibson family have different plans in mind. Because when they arrive in England, Constance takes Violet to a doctor who certifies her as insane. Then Violet is taken to an asylum, and she will reside there until her death in 1956. But while Violet languishes in that institution, the rest of the world is thrown into chaos. Many of Mussolini's admirers in the West change their opinion of the dictator when his strongman tactics inspire a new fascist leader in Germany's Adolf Hitler. Hitler and Mussolini will become close allies during World War II, and during the conflict, the two men will continue to influence one another. Mussolini will even open concentration camps in Italy for political dissidents and Italian Jews. But the war will go poorly for Mussolini, and public support will eventually turn against him. Throughout his career, Mussolini managed to survive multiple assassination attempts, but Violet Gibson came the closest. It will be almost 20 years later, in the spring of 1945, when Italian partisans succeed where Violet failed. After being forced to flee Italy in the closing months of World War II, Mussolini is finally shot and killed after trying to escape the Allied advance and cross the border into Switzerland. The legacy of Violet Gibson, like the truth behind her motivation to kill Mussolini, remains murky. It's unclear whether or not Violet was acting with sound mind. Today, some still subscribe to the belief that Violet acted with clear political intent. Violet herself gave credence to this theory. While she was in prison, Violet seemed to suggest that she was working with members of the Italian monarchy to bring an end to Mussolini's fascist rule. Even the nuns who took care of her at the convent in Rome believed she knew what she was doing. Still, most historians point to Violet's erratic and sometimes violent behavior as evidence that mental illness drove her actions. Though the full truth may never be known, there is no doubt that Violet Gibson very nearly altered the course of history when she attempted to assassinate Benito Mussolini over a decade before the start of World War II on April 7, 1926. Next on History Daily, April 10, 1971, to thaw relations between the two superpowers, the U.S. table tennis team arrives in the People's Republic of China, marking the start of what will come to be known as ping-pong diplomacy. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Molly Bach. Music by Lindsey Graham. This episode is written and researched by Brandon Burke. Executive producers are Stephen Walters for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.